Open Windows, January the 1st. The Inexhaustible Life. The Cross and the Way of Life. Called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. God has a very great purpose for his people by their eternal calling and by their wonderful redemption. A very great purpose, so much greater than the majority of Christians have realized. I do not think I am saying a false thing when I say that perhaps the larger number of Christians have got little further than knowing that they are saved, and to be very glad that they are saved, and to rejoice in being saved. Comparatively few are really in the good of God's great purpose for eternity. Called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. It is not for us now to say what that purpose is, to explain it. It is sufficient to state the fact. We are called with a very great purpose, not just even to get out of Egypt and the clutches of the devil, but with the object, a tremendous object, nothing less than the infinite fullness of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and an eternal vocation. It is a great thing to which we are called in Christ, but how many Christians are really in it? And if they know they are in it, are tasting of the meaning of it, that this life is an inexhaustible life, and that there are new vistas all the time. I am not exaggerating. The heavens are opened, and we see more and more and ever more of what it is to which we are called. It is just wonderful. You are not meant just to be saved to get to heaven, to know your sins are forgiven, and to have a certain number of blessings which come with salvation. But there lies before you, and reaches out through eternal ages, such a purpose of God concerning us all, that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him.